Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. You'll find a lot of stuff there that will help you. Podcasts, articles, videos, a lot of stuff that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And you can also find the work that Andrea Nirenberg has deposited with us over the last 9+ years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. Andrea is one of the top networking experts in the solar system. She is she's the author of Million Dollar Networking, also Savvy Networking, and I don't know how many others. They're all stacked up here. They almost fell on me earlier.
Right.
Andrea, what about the new book on veterans?
Veterans, that's right, because today, you know, we have so many wonderful people coming back. And again,
it's part of the new world, isn't it? We've got thousands and thousands of young Americans who are coming back from serving America in harm's way, and we got to get these folks plugged in.
And here's the thing. I was talking to a group not too long ago, and I said, first of all, I did a thought process in my own mind as I was preparing, and I said, number one, everyone in this room is here on time. You're here early. Because you know what it's like. You have to always be on time.
That's
in corporate
exactly
America,
right.
you may get a little surprised. Number two, you never leave the job because the day is over. You wait until the job is completed and then go
that's
beyond.
Right.
And they were like,
these are also reasons why you should hire a veteran, folks.
Absolutely. I said, you think it out. You don't leave. You multitask. You have to. You've got things going on. And talk about stress under action.
Yep.
You're on your feet and thinking on your feet. I said, everyone in this room deserves a round of applause because you already have the credentials far and above so many people. And you're college-educated.
And they don't whine either.
No. So the big challenge is, you're right, no whining because this is our job and this is what we have to do and this is leadership, correct? So they just have to, as we know, transfer their skills and the way they position their skills. Like you had, that was great when you started the show, and you have so much great information on your newsletter every Sunday. I mean, it's like amazing how much you have.
Thank you.
Are the Small Business Advocate. You said it right there. They have to be able to say it in a chunk, in a sound bite, in a highlight, be able to position what they've done and to turn it into corporate talk, if you will, and that's really what it's all about. So that's what our book
I know that they don't realize what they have inside of them.
Absolutely.
And people who don't know how the military is structured and how it works, the American military, and I've said this many times, the American military is run by NCOs. It's not run by generals and colonels. It's run by the NCOs, by the enlisted folks, the leadership.
Exactly.
If somebody comes to you to work for you to apply for a job who's been who's an E4 or an E5 sergeant or something like that, those people have led people, and they've got skills that they've earned in 4 years that the people already working for you that did not have that experience might take them 20 years to get.
Absolutely. So we've actually taken real-life stories, vignettes, success stories, and we're having an event next week at the New York Stock Exchange with all the different companies coming. So this is great. And part of our proceeds, by the way, of this book, it's published by Pearson Publishing, is going to the Fisher House Foundation.
Good for you. Tell us about the Fisher House.
Fisher House, and you know, it's like also it's one of the ones for wounded warriors people who come back, you know, people who really, really need help. And that's the thing. I mean, none of us who have never not been there before have no idea what it's like to have to go through what they go through.
Well, I'm glad you're helping these folks get plugged back in. Networking is a big deal because the socialization in the military. Of course, I'm not the expert on this now because it's been so long for me, Andrea. But the socialization, a lot of the socialization of the military is so much different from the socialization of regular society. There is a conversion that they have to make.
Exactly. Exactly.
And your help, what you're doing with your book and with the work that you're doing, is helping them to get this. What are they telling you? What are the things that the veterans are telling you?
They're telling the thing that is that they don't understand how people will say, well, let me just ask you, so have you done this, this, and this? And they're thinking to themselves, no, I didn't do this because I was fighting the war.
Right.
I was not able to, no, I did not do exactly, but I can transfer my skills.
Exactly.
I've been able to think on my feet. I know how to solve a problem. I'm a troubleshooter. I mean, that's what I was so just enamored with when I was listening to these young veterans a few weeks ago. They will solve the problem. They don't just say, you know, you're right, they don't whine, they say, I don't know where to go to. They'll go. They'll figure it out, and they'll troubleshoot.
That's right. Let me tell you a quick story. I know a young man who came back from Iraq after serving several years in the Marines, looking for a job as a police officer. The Civil Service Board said, you know, you're not going to have a chance because we've got six college graduates here with a military a criminal justice degree. So, you know, you're going to be up against those guys. No competition. Well, he was the first one interviewed. He set the bar for all the rest of them.
I bet he did,
From his Marine experience. Folks, that's an example of the kind of folks that you're going to get. Please give them a chance. And veterans, pay attention to what Andrea tells you about networking. She can help you with that.
Semper Fi, correct?
There you go. Hey, give us your website again, Andrea.
It's NierenbergGroup.com, and that's where people can also download, if they would like, free of charge. They can just download the networking checklist.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's on her site, folks, so check that out. Take advantage of it. Hey, and the new book's coming out next week, but they can reorder now, right?
Absolutely, on Amazon.
Networking for Veterans.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Thanks, Andrea. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.